Now we're going to hear a story of reinvention. When a city or town sees its main industry collapse, it can die or learn to survive in a new way. Ketchikan in southeast Alaska used to depend on timber. In 1997, Ketchikan's big pulp mill shut down. Hundreds of good-paying jobs went with it. The city found new life by embracing tourism. NPR's Melissa Block has this report for her series, Our Land.
When we first get there, Ketchikan's a really sleepy place. Jewelry and gift stores are closed, their windows papered over.
We're not open.
But in just another couple of days...
It's going to look like Disneyland for grown-up people.
I find Sarkis Solomon in a last-minute frenzy, unpacking cartons of fur coats at the store he manages.
Because everybody's last hope is to make it to Alaska, and usually this is either their first stop or their last stop.
On a cruise ship, that is. This borough of about 13,000 people will welcome 1 million cruise ship tourists this season alone, as many as 13,000 visitors in a single day.
We'll double in population for 8 hours.
That's Ketchikan Harbor Master Dave Dixon. I find him out on the dock, waiting for the morning's first cruise ship to pull into port.
I'm picturing this as like a tidal surge. The ship comes in, a tide of tourists disgorges into the town, and then the tide goes out and off they go.
Yes, it's very much like that.
It used to be so different here.
It was this boom town. It was just a crazy wild frontier place.
Eric Collins has a long view of the logging industry and Ketchikan. Some of his earliest memories are of the nearby logging camp where he lived with his family in the late 60s. They moved on to Ketchikan when he was 9. It was the heyday of timber.
We had shoe stores in Ketchikan. We had work clothes stores in Ketchikan. You know, we had a Chevy dealer and a Ford dealer. They're all gone.
What's replaced them? Well, jewelry stores, lots and lots of them, some owned by the cruise ship companies, souvenir and gift shops. It's seasonal retail work and nowhere near as well paid as the old family-sustaining jobs, Collins tells me, at the end of September.
Within a few day period, the town will be boarded up downtown. I mean, literally, most of the businesses will be closed. And then the people will leave town.
Collins' former job, he worked as a tugboat captain.
I miss tugboats. Tugboater at heart.
Yeah?
Yeah.
His job depended on the logging industry. The tugboats supplied the logging camps and the Ketchikan pulp mill. It was the last pulp mill left in Alaska when it closed in 97. It was facing global competition, as well as new environmental regulations, lawsuits, and fines for pollution violations. More than 500 workers lost their jobs.
It was crazy. People were leaving town as fast as they could. Property values plummeted. I remember foreclosures, auctions at the courthouse, people losing everything, not being able to get a job, and selling their houses and leaving town.
Collins' company was in charge of cleaning out the logging camps and the pulp mill, closing them down. He was the last one on the job. He tells me about an old company photograph. It showed him and the other managers.
As things were declining and we were all going out of business, one of our engineers, Lyle, started coloring the faces black as people lost their jobs and went away.
On that photograph?
On that photograph. And I symbolically colored my face black and shut the lights out and left the office, went home, started my new job.
That new job for this former tugboat captain?
So now I'm a cruise ship pilot.
That's right. Now Eric Collins steers those giant tourist ships into Ketchikan. Back on the dock.
Yep, there they are.
Harbormaster Dave Dixon spies the morning's first arrival hoving into port. Holland America's New Amsterdam cruise ship. It looks like a floating skyscraper set against the snowy mountains that line Alaska's Inside Passage. The gangplank is lowered and 2,000 passengers march ashore with a gaggle of tour operators there to greet them.
Welcome, Ketchikan.
We have two shows today, one at 11:15.
The world's largest totem pole.
And one at 3 p.m.
It's for killer whales and humpbacks. It's way too early for bears this
there.
Time.
It's all you can eat, Dungeness Crab Feast.
There's a good chance of seeing bears. Eagles,
it's a great way to see a little bit of everything.
And if the tourists want a taste of what Ketchikan used to be, they can go watch Timber Sports, where competitors chop, saw, and throw axes at the Great Alaskan Lumberjack Show.
Sawyers, ready? 1, 2, go!
Melissa Block, NPR News, Ketchikan, Alaska.